Kevin Milne is with us, and Kevin, you are in Aotearoa, Dunedin for a very special occasion.
Yes. Well, I talked about it, didn't I, that I was kind of hoping that my daughter wouldn't graduate because now I've become the only person in a family of six that doesn't have a degree. So, no, I'm down for the capping ceremonies and graduation ceremonies that all take place this morning and this afternoon.
That's really special. That'll be a wonderful day. So a milestone for your daughter and a bit of a milestone for you this week, Kevin.
Well, it's really interesting, eh, Jack? Like 25 years ago, the outrageous Pam Corkery, broadcaster and one-time Member of Parliament, called me up out of the blue. Kevin, she said, I'm about to kick off a new Saturday morning show on ZB. Would you be interested in doing a consumer piece every week? Consumer stuff, of course, Jack, then was what I was known for. What's the pay like, I asked her. She said, there's no money in it at all, but it'll be promotional for you. In other words, the slot will help my profile. Well, I already had a pretty good profile, but I'd always wanted to work on radio. So I said, yes, though no contract was signed. Then recently I came across an old document from the following year, 1998. It's a letter of appointment for casual employment from Radio Network of New Zealand. Things must have gone okay that first year. I was now being offered a casual contract.
Oh.
With pay, Jack, with pay. The letter points out that casual positions are for hourly, daily, weekly, or temporary work to cover shortfalls. And there's no commitment to ongoing employment. I signed up, and we talked not just about consumer matters, but about everything. Since then, Pammy came and went. Some short-term presenters like Liz Gunn came and went. Mike Hosking did 10 years on the show and went. Paul Holmes presented this show until his untimely death. Then you came along, Jack. Now, how long ago would that have been?
That's 9 years. I've done nine years of Saturday mornings together, I know.
It's extraordinary, yeah. So I remain here 25 years later on that same casual contract. You know, over the years, I've got to know our audience pretty well. A man once contacted me to say that he delivered Holy Communion to the sick in their homes on Saturday mornings, and he wondered if it wasn't a bit disrespectful that he often waited in his car holding on to the hosts, listening to his car radio until I'd finished my piece. A tetraplegic listener once sent me a bottle of French champagne in a package addressed to Mr. Cheerer Upper. Months later, I had the privilege of attending her funeral. So what I'd say, dear listeners, is that if someone out of the blue offers you a casual job with no pay, take it. Who knows what it might turn into? I wish listeners a memorable Christmas and a well-deserved break. You too, Jack, and Brooke, our producer.
Oh, thank you so much, Kevin. Congratulations, 25 years. I mean, I know you have a sparkling and distinguished media career, but that really is something.
Well, it is amazing. It's almost as long as I worked for Fair Go, which was 27 years.
Wow.
So it is quite weird, really. A long, long time. I was in my 40s when I started doing that slot.
Wow.
Now I'm in my mid-70s.
Yeah. No, that's really special. Well, there's every reason to think, Kevin. I know that these casual contracts pay huge bucks these days, so there's every reason to think we can maybe able to grease your palm a little bit and take down that Fair Go record.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
And very quickly, what's your plan for Christmas?
I'm just going to go home, and we're going to spend it with my new grandchild.
Oh.
That'll be fun. The grandchild's probably a bit small yet to appreciate Father Christmas. But it's going to be a wonderful, happy time with the in-laws and Linda and I and our son and daughter, not in-law, our son and her partner.
Oh, that'll be so special, Kevin. You have a wonderful experience today celebrating Tommy and her graduation in Dunedin, and then have a wonderful Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you again in 2023. Kevin Milne there.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.